Joining us in studio, God, you know you love going down to Canton, going and getting some of that fantastic Mexican fare, drinking that big-ass margarita.
Yes, we have Kirk and Jacob in studio. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys?
Great.
Doing good. And like we said, if you want to get out and maybe have a couple of drinks and have some food, great time to do it. You can support our veterans, Canton Square. And vetlinks.org, of course. Today is Friday, November 11th, Veterans Day. And Looney's Pub, Clauda's, El Buffalo, Mama's on the Half Shell, Plug Uglies, Southern Provision, Nacho Mama's, Speakeasy, and La Folie, all right there on Canton Square, are all joining forces to help vetlinks.org. Explain what's going on, fellas.
Well, good morning. We appreciate being here. I got to say a big shout to Ravens last night.
Come on.
That's what I'm talking about, baby, yeah. Huh?
Well, for me, I picked up my fantasy draft, picked up Joe Flacco off waivers this week, and he came through for me.
Okay, so, finally. First time in the season.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He got me 26, so real happy being up here with you guys.
Off to a good start this week.
Yeah, so for tonight, what we're trying to do is bring folks together, you know, meet some veterans, have some good times, and raise some money for a charity we've just recently launched called vetlinks.org. And really what we're trying to do with VetLinks is provide some resources, whether that be mental health, physical health, legal, financial, just resources for veterans that are having a hard time transitioning back into civilian life. So, you know, there's been a lot of talk in the news about different veterans' issues, whether it's veteran suicide or unemployment rate. Mm-hmm. And so really we're just trying to come together to talk about veterans' issues, raise some money, and get some needed resources into our local veterans' hands.
Yeah, over the end of summer and the fall, we were doing the 22 push-up challenge. You know, a lot of people trying to raise awareness.
That stat still just floors me. I just can't wrap my head around that.
It shouldn't be a stat.
It shouldn't be a stat. And the fact that it's that mind-numbing, 22 veterans a day choose to take their own lives, because like you said, when they come back, man, it can just be so difficult to adjust back to normal society. You're dealing with PTSD, you're dealing with you know, not knowing how to just operate in daily life anymore because you've been out of it for so long. Mm-hmm. You have trouble finding jobs, you have trouble, just lots of troubles. And it's so sad that these men and women that now have they've signed up for, you know, they wanted to do this, and now when they come back, they're not getting any support. It's just sickening. It's sickening.
Yeah, by the very government that sent them to whatever theater, they come back and like, well, good luck. Go get your job at Target back. And like, I just went through something that's unimaginable by the very people that probably sent me over from a pretty cushy-ass office. And I'm reading vetlinks.org, their mission, providing information to veterans and their families in order to assist linking location, service support, maybe some job assistance, things like that, you know, just reincorporating them into society and honoring their services. And I think it's great because, I mean, hell, it's just a great time stopping down. Mama's, you know, right down there, it's always a good time just to get food and drink anyways. And knowing that it's going to go to a great cause like this is even better.
Yeah, and I think I was talking to the friends here that joined me. And, you know, I said, at the end of the day, you know, what was your hope for VetLinks? I said, you know, ironically, if I was going to write the mission statement, it would be that we didn't have to exist in 5 years, meaning that the veteran resources that are supposed to be provided are, you know, so our ultimate mission is to work ourselves out of a job and not have to have these charitable organizations that provide resources that are filling unmet needs.
That's a great mission statement, to not have to exist in 5 years, because you shouldn't have to exist as is, but it's the climate that we're in, and thank God you do. Vetlinks.org. Again, it's going to be
Canton Square, tonight. All of the places down there donating a portion of the proceeds to vetlinks.org. You got Looney's Pub, Clauda's Pub, El Buffalo, Mama's on the Half Shell, Plug Uglies, Southern Provisions, Nacho Mama's, Speakeasy, and La Folie, all joining forces to support our men and women. And check out vetlinks.org. Of course, it is Veterans Day, Friday, November 11th, 2016.
Guys, anybody in the service you want to give a shout-out to on a Veterans Day? We've been doing it earlier throughout the day. People have been checking in all morning long. Anybody you guys can think of in particular?
Well, I just want to give a shout-out to all the men and women that are currently overseas serving. You know, they don't have the luxury of being here in the States to enjoy a great night out like we are tonight. Yep. So for everybody that's downrange deployed, just a shout-out. Be safe and Godspeed.
All right, vetlinks.org, man.
Thank
Get down
guys.
There. Square in Canton tonight. Good times for a good cause.